There's a trend called the Great Resignation. Now, it's happening across the US.
Yeah. And in August, 4.3 million people left their jobs in the US.
Staggering, hey?
That's a massive sum of people.
And I think it's happening here in Australia and on
you
the Central Coast.
Personally?
I know. You speak to people from different industries. You look on Facebook and you see different sort of businesses saying, we need staff. Some businesses can't even open because of all their staff over the last 4 months.
Already.
Have left. And that's, yes.
And that's before the research that suggested about 40% of the workplace around the world is considering getting rid of their employer this year.
Well, they say one-fifth of Australia's essential workers in education, emergency services and healthcare have considered quitting their jobs because of the pandemic.
One-fifth. My research says 3 in 5 Aussies could be looking to change jobs.
There you go.
Look at these numbers. They all point to the same thing.
Is it happening here on the Central Coast? Paula Martin, Regional Director of Business New South Wales. Good morning, Paula.
Paula.
Good morning. How are you today?
Not too bad. Now, Paula, are you finding, speaking to businesses on the Central Coast, what's happening?
Well, I think we need to dig a little bit deeper around the Great Resignation and some of those things that we've seen overseas and see whether they're actually applying here in Australia and on the coast. And we need to see that the main driver of the Great Resignation is that employees and actually people in general have gone back to basics. Let's think about it. When the risk of dying by simply standing next to another person became real during the pandemic, it forced everyone to rethink their priorities. So in a way, it's not really surprising that people are rethinking their working environment. Our lives are no longer organised around work. But they're organised around our loved ones. I mean, and let's face it, we've just spent 15 weeks with our loved ones during the last
lockdown. I know.
Just waiting for him
don't
to win,
remind
Paula.
Me, Paula.
Oh, you had to say it, Paula. He's now, that's it, he's off.
But what that means is that by spending time, you know, with a different type of life and the way you work, it's really forced people to think about what they want out of a career. And the Great Resignation is really starting to hit and bite into mid-career professionals. So we need to remember that this isn't about displaced workers. This isn't about those people that unfortunately are no longer working because of the pandemic. This is about people that are working, they're satisfied employees, and they're rethinking what the career and how they want to structure their life around their career. So for businesses, what we've got in Australia is we've got time. It's not very long, but we've got time to actually learn from this US phenomena. We've got time to rethink how we attract our people, how we keep our people. You know, we've got a really high commuting workforce here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, a lot of the people who have gone back to work have just realised, okay, I'm going straight back into an office environment that I probably never liked before and didn't realise until I spent time away from the office at home. Are you saying that businesses now need to change the structure so that people can work from home more or they're going to leave?
I think businesses need to have a health-centred approach, a health and well-being-centred approach. So it means looking at work practices like workforce flexibility, working from home, having a look at other ways to recognise staff, other ways to support staff through what they need to be able to run a well-balanced life. That's really what the pandemic has started to draw out.
Yeah.
And it's a real
work,
challenge.
Mate.
But Paula, speaking to businesses on the Central Coast, I'm quite sure, like I've spoken to a lot of people and they work in different industries and they were saying about the amount of people who have left their positions at that workplace in the last 4 months. You must have been speaking to businesses on the Central Coast that's happened to as well.
That's right. Yeah. And we're seeing it across industry. We're seeing it in the retail industry, hospitality. But what's really scary is the professional services industry. So this is an industry where you can work from home. You know, there is flexibility because we've seen it through the pandemic. And what's interesting is on the Central Coast, it's the fastest growing sector. So there are more jobs available in professional services and clerical and sales roles than ever before on the Central Coast. So the challenge for those businesses is not just finding the right staff, it's keeping the right staff here on the Central Coast.
And there are jobs out there. I know a lot of people in
there
different
are.
Businesses and they're applying for want applicants.
People
so
are taking less money. They're taking less money to do what they want to do, not what they have to do. And I think they're satisfied with that because they get that more family time. But it might hamstring the recovery, Paula.
It will, because what Australia needs to learn from this phenomena is that we are already under a very strong skills shortage. On the Central Coast, I would say it's almost acute. We have got thousands of jobs available and we are really struggling to fill those roles. If we have satisfied staff, employed staff, who then want to start changing jobs, that applies an extra layer of pressure fulfilling our skills shortages that we just don't need. And so we can take care of that now. We can start putting in place workforce strategy and leadership strategies now to think about how we can, you know, keep our employees satisfied, look at different ways that make them happy about coming to work and contributing and staying productive, which is what we need on the Central Coast.
Yeah, Paula Martin, Regional Director of Business New South Wales. Thanks for joining us this morning, Paula.
You're welcome.